Blog Talk Radio.
Go crazy. Hold up. Wait. Stop, stop. Go crazy. Hold up, hold up. Wait. Stop. Now go crazy, hell back,
hell back.
Not no more,
not no more.
Came back,
came back.
Settle the score,
settle the score.
Me be you,
me be you.
One on one,
one on one.
Ain't no stopping,
ain't no stopping.
What's begun,
what's begun.
Foundation, hard work, determination, demonstrated. Brick laid, long nights, overstayed, never played. Insane, don't justify. I just wanna make the song cry. Let it speak, loud and clear. No pain, no fear. Ambition, sound vision. Cooked in the lab, my words missing. Vocal tracks don't overload. Just how I seen it unfold. Not twisted, not tangled. I'll leave your tooth mangled. Unrecognizable. Bird box, no blindfold. Bust back, doom, doom, doom. Solid, not see-through. You have no idea of what I just might do. Capsize your boat. Burn down your hotel. Get all I got. Send you to hell. Hold up.
Hold up.
Hold up. Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
Wait.
Wait.
Stop. Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
The Real Spill Show is brought to you by the pop-up shop at Arden Mall, Chandler & Company, J-Spot Kitchen, Rags Rolling Papers, Nikki's Dollar Jewelry and more, Sky Cloud Dispensaries, It's My Hair Hair Salon, Fade 'Em Up Barbershop. To be a sponsor on our show, email us at olhent@gmail.com. Thank you.
Yeah, it's the Real Spill Show. I'm your host, B-I-G-O Meezy, Big O Meezy, the great communicator on this wonderful Talkback Tuesday. Man, so much to get into, so much to get into. Just when you think it's a slow news week, it's all kind of shit going on. Today on the show, we're going to be talking about the T.I. and Boosie debacle, Mike Epps getting caught at the airport with a pistol, John Morant with his, Marlon Wayans, Chris Rock with his comedy show talking about Will and Jada, Melly Mel talking about Eminem, talking about he wouldn't be as big as he is if it wasn't for the fact that he's white. I don't know what y'all think, man. The call-in number is 563-999-3678. 563-999-3678. I got to give a shout-out to my homeboy, GB. GB had a procedure on his throat today. GB, the OG, man, we're praying for you to get your voice back so you can come back on the show and do what you do all the time. Of course, I got my homie Birdo, you know what I'm talking about, the sports guy, a.k.a. the guru. The guru part, you know what I'm saying, we're working, we're massaging around, we're making sure that we get that locked all the way in. But he's definitely the motherfucking sports guy. I got my homie Shake the Mayor. He coming to bring his new single. You know what I'm talking about? We're going to be playing that on the show. And he coming to talk about it. It's Cherry Rain. It's a Cherry Rain thing. Shake the Mayor. Y'all stay tuned. He going to be coming on. But first, before I go to this break, you know what I'm saying? Actually, yeah, first before I go to this break, I want to play this record. It's my homeboy, D-Tro. Hail from Sacramento, I believe. I told him to call in so he can big up this record. But I was jamming it earlier. You smell me. It's a vibe. It's a mood. It's R&B, man. If y'all ain't heard no real R&B in quite some time, we got it for you right now on the Real Spill Show. This is D-Tro. It's off his new album. Let me say this shit right. It's called D-Tro Ramon. D-Tro Ramon is out right now on all streaming platforms. D-Tro Ramon is out right now on all streaming platforms. And this song right here is called I'm Caught Up. It's the Real Spill Show. Y'all make sure, man, y'all call in, man. It's Talkback Tuesday. Hello.
Got me high,
want is you. My feelings are all I need. I just want to tell you how much I love you. I want you. In my feelings, I got the sexual healing. Let me get it on, like a Marvin Gaye song. I want you, baby. I want you. Hey, you see, I see in your eyes.
This your player partner, Cujo Goody, 1-4 for the mighty Goody Mob. You know what I'm talking about, Dungeon Family, Outcast. And you on the real spiel with my kinfolk, Big Old Measy. Meh, see? Meh.
That was the homie Detro, Detro1 on Instagram, at Detro1. Detro Ramone is the album that's out right now, and the single that we just heard is called I'm Caught Up. Man, that's that real R&B shit. Y'all don't know nothing about that, man. Y'all's, I don't know what y'all used to, but y'all not used to this real shit, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, later on in the show, we got the homie Rico, the great comedian extraordinaire. He's a friend of the show. He always comes, bringing insight, you know what I'm saying, on a lot of this madness that's jumping off in the world, you know what I'm saying? We got to make sure that we, keep people like Rico the Great real close, man, and, on the vest, man, because, it's not a lot of real spillers out there, man. Speaking of real spillers, man, I got my homie Birdo in the house. Birdo, what's up, family? How you doing, brother?
Man, how we doing tonight, Omizi? How's everything with you, big bro?
Oh, man, we keeping it cracking, man. This way, it's the bipolar weather again in Sacramento. You know, 1 minute it's raining, and then it's sunny, then it's raining, and it's sunny. You look at the forecast for the rest of the week, all you see is rain and shit. So, you know, it's like God is like, he wants us to build an ark, I feel like, you know. So, you know, let's go and get some wood, go to Home Depot, go get all the wood and shit like that, you know, and just start building it. Just start building the ark so that we can float to the bay and shit, Frisco and some shit, and float around Alcatraz and shit.
It wouldn't be a bad look. How many animals we going to take with us, too, is a question, right?
Two by two, just like it's biblical, you know, Noah had to do. You feel me? How was your weekend, man?
It was good, man. It was good to just, you know, try to stay dry for the most part, as you can see. Like, you're talking about the crazy weather over here, right? So other than that, man, just getting ready, staying prepared. What about you?
Oh, man, you know, to be honest with you, I had a little head cold and shit started in my throat and went up to my nose, and now it's, you know, I don't know if you can hear it. It's a little bit getting better and shit. Like I said, it's probably the change of the weather, you know, that you know. So, but, you know, I'm getting better, though. I'm bouncing back. I got a lot of shit to do this weekend. This Sunday, got a show out in Frisco. And it's going to be a whole, I got to really just look at the flyer and shit so I can really just run it down. But I plan on running it down later. But it's a huge show that's jumping off at Cobb's Comedy Club in Frisco. So I'm on that thing. They got me looking like I'm a comedian about to do some comedy, but really and truthfully, I'm going to do a couple of the songs and shit like that. My homie Shane Battle put me on the thing. Regina Givens. Gary Law, all kind of motherfuckers on that thing. It's gonna be practice.
But the ones that really know you, you are a comedian. You crack those good ones sometimes.
Yeah, I'm a funny guy. I said, ha ha, what's it, homeboy Kawhi? I'm like, ha ha, I'm really a funny guy. I really am a funny guy. I don't ever get it twitted. But before we get into the long list of things that we go talk about, I got a special guest on here. I got my homie Shake the Mayor, straight up out of Fresno, but he out here in Sac, rocking with us. What's up, Shake the Mayor? What's happening, Playboy?
Oh man, some more of it, man. Blessings, you know.
Man, I know you've been keeping abreast of a lot of this shit that's been happening out here, man. You know, the T.I. Boosie shit, the Mike, you know, the Ja Morant shit. What's your, matter of fact, did you happen to see the Chris Rock shit or no?
I saw clips of it. You know, my thing is, look, bro, like, you can't talk about a nigga's wife regardless of what they got going on. That ain't your place. You know, I know niggas be comedians and all that shit, but you got to remember, these niggas know each other just like the rap niggas know each other in the community. You know what I mean? And from what I heard, you know, he told him a couple of times, you know, kind of back up. Like, he been doing it for a while. You know what I mean?
Right.
That night wasn't that night. You know what I mean? And it's like, you know, at the end of the day, he should cut the bitch off because she ain't cool anyway. You know what I mean? Like, period. You know what I mean? Like, you know, because you know what I'm saying? You don't fuck your kids' friends. You know what I mean? That was, you know, that was one strike. And then, you know, another thing is kind of like, bro, like, you know, you really got the bitch by luck because she was fucking with Pac, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, some things is, you know, good for a season but not for a lifetime. You know what I mean? So, you know, niggas got to know when they cut the losses, man. You know, God send you what you need. And, you know, sometimes motherfuckers hold on to the wrong shit. But Chris Rock got what he deserved with me. Like, man, you can't keep poking at my bitch. You know what I'm saying?
That's for real. And plus, and after this special, man, I really truly believe he got a fair one coming. Fuck that slap shit. Now it's closed fist, man. He got to get punched in his shit, though, because – And at the end of the day, I feel like he got paid for Netflix paid him $40 million. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, at the end of the day, I give you $40 million, nigga, you're gonna talk about everybody. I believe it. Everybody. You give me $40 million, I'm like, man, Shake, man, that nigga cool, and I'll probably slide you a ticket just so you don't be all the way mad.
right. So, you know, it's like I say, we, you know, it's like the rap niggas, right? We all know each other or know of each other, right? And
right.
It's like at the end of the day, bro, you know that nigga told you to be cool from the last time. Because they showed one time he was getting on her. And he said, you know, they said behind closed doors, he was like, bro, like, I feel you, but, like, be cool. And the nigga just keep doing it, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know if Will was acting like a bitch all these times, and niggas like, whatever, I'm going to do what I want to do. But now niggas know not to play with that nigga. And like I said, the bitch ain't cool, bro. Like, you got to, you know, he needs to cut his losses, bro. I think, you know what I mean?
I don't know if they got some type of, prenuptial agreement or if it's like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I know he still loves her and shit like that. But it's like, it got to be a reason. I know you work for like $300 million or some shit, you know what I'm saying? And it's cheaper to keep it, but, you know, I don't know. You know, some things you can work through, some things you can't. But, like, even though the special itself wasn't the funniest and shit, like, he had some good points about the, like, the white folks, you know, white people on January 6th going to the Capitol and, you know, and doing all that old shit and like, y'all tearing up y'all own shit and all that. And who is y'all mad at? Y'all mad at your own self. All that shit was cool. But you know, if you watch Earthquake special, if you watch some more new specials that just popped out, you know, it's some funny, you know, even Kevin Hart, it's some funny shit out there. And that was just like mediocre and shit like that. But for $40 million, hey, look, a motherfucker told me for that show I got coming up at Cobb's this Sunday, he thought I was doing a comedy. I said, shit, man, if I put my mind together, nigga, I give you a cold 15 minutes of comedy. Don't ever get it twisted. Take a couple shots of him, and I'm going to go for what I know. I'm just going to talk about regular shit. I'm going to talk about niggas in the bay bipping your car, how you got to pull up with all your windows down and shit. Like, it's so easy. The world is funny right now. You know, I just saw Mike Epps talk about, he was talking about somebody that they got ran up on in Chicago, talking about, please run up on him in Chicago. Next thing you know, this nigga get caught with a pistol at the airport. And he going to have to deal with that. It's a permanent shit he can't wipe off. So I was just,
it's crazy, he pulled up with a revolver. He got the six shot.
Yeah, and then when I read the report, they were talking about he didn't have nothing in the chamber. Nigga, it was a revolver. Do you not know guns? You can't put nothing in the chamber in a fucking revolver? Dumbass. Like,
so basically,
shit,
he didn't pull the hammer back, they said.
Yeah, okay. Who walking around with a bar with a hammer pulled back? That's a standard anyway. I mean, come
exactly.
On. Right.
They're anyway, like, oh, let's try to make this one seem better somehow.
Nah, he fucking up because, hey, carrying a pistol, it's like one of my favorite TikTok food guys. This motherfucker flew into New York. He had his pistol in his bag. They let you fly into New York with your pistol, but as soon as you try to fly out, they're going to put the cuffs on your ass, and you end up going to Rikers and all that shit. You better keep up on what's happening. You know what I'm saying?
Back to the Chris Rock thing real quick on the flip side, just to pose this question. Like you said, he was paid the $40 million. What else did people want to hear about, right? What did they expect the special to be about anything else besides Will and Jada, since he hadn't spoke on it since it happened? You know, some parts was funny, like, did it hurt? He's like, man, it still hurts. You know what I mean? So obviously that's what's going to get, hopefully, Netflix their money back because they're just focusing on that. And then you got these other comedians defending Chris Rock, talking about his comedy. He should be able to say what he wants, flowers to him. You got D.O. Hughley. You got Jeff Ross. You got Bill Bellamy. So how do you guys feel about that?
Well, he made his money back whenever it came out. He made his money back.
That's for sure. And not even just that. He had all kind of people commenting. I'd say TikTok is 50-50, you know, for and against. A lot of the females wasn't really a lot of sisters wasn't feeling the fact that he called Jada Pinkett a bitch and shit like that. And he, you know, even went out Meghan Markle and shit, you know, and you know, she, whatever she is, half and shit, half, you know. So it's like, I mean, if you follow Chris Rock's comedy, you know, ain't nothing off limits. Even when he was, you know, doing the Oscars and shit like that, nobody is off limits and shit like that. So, but you know, it is what it is. The comedy, I ain't really tripping on the last 10 minutes and shit with Will and all that. That's gonna be what it is. The comedy show itself was mid to me. You know what I mean? It was just,
yeah.
For him to drop the mic at the end and shit like he did some big time ass comedy shit, and they talking about he back and all that. Cut that shit out. That shit, he's not back. The comedy. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying. I was gonna say like that nigga ain't never really been funny. To keep it 100.
He had one comedy show when he was walking around. And he was sweating. He had that Jerry curl, the little mini curl in his head, the S curl in his head. And he was funny.
Man, to me, that's what he was.
Bigger and blacker, I think, or something like that.
He was as funny as that CB4 when he had that curl. That was hilarious in that movie. But other than that, I agree. I ain't never seen him as being that funny. Kind of like D.L. Hughley, you know, King of the Comedy.
Yeah,
they should have left him out of it.
No, he be having his shit, but to me, some niggas is just good for skits. Like, he's a good Saturday Night Live nigga. You know, you could put him in a movie, he'll do some shit, but like stand up, it seems like he ain't been through enough to make motherfuckers laugh. You know what I mean? Like he's tailored by white people. You know,
you got access to so many writers and shit. It's like how Kevin Hart got the Plastic Cup Boys, and they writing a lot of, you know, helping them with a lot of shit. You know, a lot of comedians don't be open to letting a lot of people know that they got people writing their shit for them and shit like that. But, you know, he got an opportunity to craft, you know, because a lot of that shit was dry, talking about his daughter and getting her kicked out of school. It was a lot of dry drama drag that he was laying just to lay the foundation for the Will, because you see he came in hot at the end. Anybody that watches, if you watch the special, you know he came in hot at the end. It's like the rest of the shit was just filler till you get to that part. And then he came, you know, all the way 100. He turned it all the way up on that part. You smell me? But
okay,
it's like I said,
related.
He got a real fade coming at the, you know, Will or somebody. I think, like I told my wife, I said, Jada going to see that nigga in the traffic and pop him in shit. She's going to go back to her old school low down dirty shame like the movie, and she going to hop out on that nigga and pop him in his shit. I promise you. She's going to talk about
it.
I promise you. She gonna pull
forget
up on
low down dirty shame. She's going to bring that Set It Off. You know what I mean?
Yes, all that shit. She's going to bring it to him. She's going to bring it to him. But
okay,
shit,
but on that same tip, what do you think about how Marlon Wayans approached the situation and hitting Chris up and, you know, doing his own comedy thing in a sense about the slap and Will and all that too? How'd you see his ordeal?
This shit was cool, but his last comedy special was whack, though. You feel me? So what I'm saying is,
yeah,
if all you comedians, if that's all you got, is the rest of your, like, if you watch some more, go on Netflix, everybody. If you got Netflix, go on Netflix, watch some more. Her shit is hilarious. She's talking about she started at the pandemic and all that shit, and she moved forward to now. So it steps to this shit. You know what I'm saying? And she always been funny as hell to me.
But the shit I read from Marlon was hilarious, talking about he was friends with both of them. So he said he called Chris, then he called Will. He said, everybody's a friend. He said, I texted Will talking about, are you okay? Then I texted Chris talking about, where's your face? Are you okay? So it's like, man.
But he slipped and was talking about emancipation and said that shit was whack. And he was really talking about Concussion, the movie Concussion and shit like that. So
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
And he even said he stepped on his own joke. So, you know, it is what it is. Like I said, the special itself is was mid to me. I really don't like seeing a lot of us, you know, black folk coming at each other. It seemed like, you know, white folks is coming at each other, black folks coming at each other. The only Hispanics I seen coming was Paul Rodriguez and George Lopez.
George Lopez,
our resident Latino. I knew you was gonna know that. You know, he's coming, and that's really Yeah, and that's just really because he got butt hurt because another comedian and shit that he didn't want to give props to and all. So it's like everybody is coming at each other. It's like the fucking ooze, like, you know, that movie when the ooze and Ghostbusters, when the little ooze get on you and make you have a fucked up attitude and shit. I wish my sister was able to call in so she could pray for all of us and shit, because that's what we need right now. But since my homie Shake the Mirror is on the line, and he got this new record called Cherry Rain,
Nah,
we coming back to that after we play this record. We go. I knew you was wanting to talk about that one, because that, we got to get off into this. Yeah, that's another one he'd need a fair one. But Boosie don't want to, like this nigga said, he frail, a little frail, you know, cat. He don't want to see T.I., man. You know,
we'll talk about it when he come back, because it's a right deeper then. Thing, bro. Like, it's deeper. Like, we got to break it down. Like, we got to be
all right,
cool.
Talk about this new record real quick, and then we go come back and talk about this Cherry Rain.
Oh yeah, this is my new single off the trilogy. Organic Mackin. So I did my last album came out last year. I did Organic High. This is Organic Mackin. This the first single. Cherry Rain is my little partner did the beat. Who on the beat? And then I got my guy that did the hook. What's the brother name? I done went blank in the brain. He's from Memphis. My guy from Memphis. When you come back, I know. But yeah, this is my first single, though. It's slapped, though.
The homie Shake the Mirror, it's his new record, Cherry Rain. It's the Real Spill Show. We'll be right back.
Anybody, me, my bitches love me, now they talking, watching. We up in Fear Garden, we be watching. These people notice that I got some monsters. You know we been mobbin', seen Cali, she showin' all that bitch and Paparazzi. Bitch, we some real niggas with big pockets, you know we sell them bands up in the closet. We gon' take off to that hideaway, you'll never catch me sleepin' around. Man, this shit really get deeper than the game. Bitch, I'm really finna go hard, the game same. You can't get up in my brain, I'm finna feast on the lane. Shit, you don't want no beef, I'm with the gang. In that 4x4, I'm swervin', switchin' lanes.
Yeah.
When them niggas was acting nervous when I came, you won't catch me in the rain.
I'm bossed up and soft up. Cheddar chase, moving pieces on the board. I'm checkmate, and I ain't fucking with a lot of you niggas like segregation. Niggas think I won a lottery ticket, these niggas hate. I learned a whole different part of me, nigga, I'm learning pace. Black man straight from poverty, nigga, you know my daddy. They wonder why I got problems with niggas, they imitating. They ain't got my kids proud of me, nigga, I never fake it. Being cold, bless my soul, they always knew I would make it. Made money off clothes, another 20 off shave. Never been, never fold, the pressure on me, I shake it. I admit I'm getting old, but I'm living up in this matrix. West side, till I die, these bitches, they gon' keep paying. I ain't messing with them guys, they hate me cause I'm a mayor. Bitch, it ain't no switching sides, I wouldn't dare. Yeah, I been outside, them haters still over there.
Anybody, we mobbing, them bitches loving out they pocket watching. We up in Fear Garden, we be watching. These people notice that I got some monsters. You know we been mobbing, seen Cali, she showing all that bitch and Paparazzi. Bitch, we some real niggas with big pockets. You know we sell them bands up in the closet. You don't want no beef, I'm with the gang. In that 4x4, I'm swerving, switching lanes. But them niggas was acting nervous when I came. You won't catch me in the rain.
Sunny days in Cali, late nights in Michigan, breakfast in Atlanta, holidays in Denver, gone till December, yeah, the money flipper. The Pac-Man sending packs, we gon' cash out. Built a house from their dirt, made them tap out. Dragging knuckles over here till we pass out. Being king, young blood, never crash out. And you told some easy, like a pass route. Hang around with them killers, with them stairways. The boys been broke, that's why they never play. Don't let your food get cold, watching my play. Just get in the kitchen and get the chef in, man. No switching, man. Just keep it real. Boy, these niggas be hating, I'm trying to spend a meal. Man, I pack the steel, call me Smith & Wesson. I'ma keep it P, while you block your blessing.
Anybody, we mobbing, them bitches loving out they pocket watching. We
up in Fear Garden with big watches. These people notice that I got some muscle. You know we been mobbing, seen Cali, she showing all that bitch and pop the rocks. Bitch, we some real niggas with big pockets. You know we stuck them bands up in the closet. We gon' take off to that hideaway. You'll never catch me sleeping around. Man, this shit really get deep in that game. Bitch, I'm really finna go hard to get tame. You can't get up in my brain, I'm finna feast on the lane. Shit, you don't want no beef, I'm with the gang. Ain't never rival, I'm swerving, switching lanes. But them niggas was acting nervous when I came. You won't catch me in the rain.
Yo, what up? This is Droopy, and you listening to The Real Spiel Show with my family member, Big Ol' Meezy.
Oh, man, that was that clap right there. That, that motherfucking cherry rain right there.
Yeah. That was
that
was
that
clap. When that me and my boy Confession. Huh?
When that drop?
It's coming in a couple of weeks. I just gave it to you this exclusive
week.
You know what I mean?
Hey, you know how I'll be like, hey, when that shit coming out, though, blood?
No, it's coming. I got to shoot the video and everything for it. I just really be trying to test the shit out and see if niggas fucking with it. You feel me? So, I, you know, hey, might as well test it on my brother's show. You feel me?
That's real spillage, man. So, yeah, man, you want to get off into the T.I. Bougie shit, man. You know what I'm saying? This shit hurt my heart because I really wanted to hear that album. They over here working on a whole album together. Then all because of a misunderstanding, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they're guilty of a misunderstanding. They scrapped the whole project because Boosie talking about T.I. is a snitch. And if he's snitching, he can't eat at the – he can't eat with him. You know what I'm saying? And the man T.I. done had a paperwork party and all that shit at his club and everything. Boosie ain't show up, and now it just is what it is. They just had an impact where they just ain't gonna fuck with each other.
But see, let me tell you something about this, how this shit go. First off, T.I. fucked the bag off by talking too much. You talk too fucking much. You know what I mean? Sometimes you gotta keep shit to yourself, bro. And second of all, Boosie gotta be cool because you playing on this nigga's ground. He got just as much money as you. He can come through that motherfucker and make you disappear. You know what I mean? It's like you got to,
right.
Motherfuckers got to know, like, man, you grown. You got to, the other person got to shut the fuck up and the other person got to figure out, like, bro, you on his home court. Regardless of what you say or what you do, you got to be cool because this nigga's that love T.I. It's some hungry niggas that will get rid of that nigga for a good 20 bands. You know what I'm saying? And a grand hustle chain. And it'll be it. That's just what it'll be. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, at the end of the day, a motherfucker got to know, like, if the nigga told 10 years ago, obviously he got something in his repertoire where he didn't told again. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what it is, dog. Once you a teller, you a teller. And he know that shit. You know what I mean? But niggas be trying to be cool.
Well,
he did the
Crime Stopper shit. He did the Crime Stopper shit. They had, like, a list of things that he had to do in order to, you know, get out or get off. You know, he still did, I don't know how much time he did, like a year or something like that. He still did some type of time in the guns is what, you know, I don't know. You know, he was felon in possession of some real heavy artillery and shit like that. I don't know how. However, he got off. I guess he said he tried to put the rest of the folks on game on how they can get off, and they didn't want to listen, and they ended up. But he say, I'm the only one who snitched, and ain't nobody did no time for me snitching. So how we explain that?
If niggas is dead and niggas is out the way, I mean, come on. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, niggas, shut the fuck up. Period. That's what it all comes down to. Shut the fuck up. And Boosie, stop letting niggas pump you up, bro. Don't let your old ass uncle dictate you making 2 or 3 meals.
But could you imagine, look, could you imagine, though, we talking about it now, right? We all hyped up about it just like they are, and the next thing you know, the next month or so, the shit still drop. I think that will, you know, help the sale.
Nah, that's,
you know?
That's a permanent shit you can't wipe off right there when you call them niggas snitch.
Yeah.
You know, when the shit with 40 and Richie Rich, man, you got – what do you say? You got 24 hours to make this shit right. And, you know,
yeah,
street laws, man. 40 went down there and sat, and just him and Richie Rich, man, they sat there at the table and they hashed that shit out. You know what I'm saying? So the man had a he had his paperwork party and shit like that, and Boosie didn't show up. But who was that? He admitted that he was wrong, or he overspoke, or we spoke too soon. I don't know.
Man, well, I'm telling you, at the end of the day, my nigga, he I'm telling you, I think all was forgiven until his uncle called and said, you can't fuck with it. But I'm like, nigga, you got to tell your uncle to shut the fuck up too, because guess what? You done fucked off merch money. You done fucked off date money. You done fucked off streaming money. You done fucked off album money. All that is down the drain that niggas need. You know what I'm saying?
True.
So it's like at the end of the day, you know, at the end of the day, T.I., you shut the fuck up, dog. You talk too much. And
about
I felt
that
water.
Well, you know,
like,
you know what I'm interested in hearing. I want. I got my homie, the man of the hour, Rico the Great, on the line. I also got my homie, my cousin T Maz. He got a brand new book that's out. So this is probably Birdo. This is probably gonna be one of them shows where we gonna go overtime. We're gonna extend the show. Because we got the man of the hour on there. Don't go nowhere, Shay, because we got a couple more subjects. We're going to be talking about Ja Morant and some more shit. Mike Epps, we're going to be talking about. I mean, it's going down, man, on the Real Spill Show. And I got the Mastics. Shout out DJ Mastics. He sent a mix that I'm also going to have to play. But I can't have my dog waiting like this, man. So we're going to do it. We're going to set it off like this, y'all.
That's the hardest shit in the world to do, is get in front of people that don't know you and make them laugh.
Cupcakes for the whole neighborhood.
Cupcake.
That's why I get high. They don't understand. I got to be high. You know, it's just my regular, man. You know, just me before itself.
I don't care, man. I just want to make people laugh, enjoy life, man. That's it.
You black ballerina looking nigga. You nigga broke his arm and all that weird ass shit. Just to hand me some weed. I got to watch you dance before I smoke.
Yeah. You got
I'm talking about this nigga did a whole recital, huh? And the other nigga's cheering, go nigga, go nigga, go nigga. This how y'all feel weed, man? Every nigga just hand you the weed and you go. Now nigga do all this shit. Nigga be tough as fuck before the weed man get there. If he take this bitch ass nigga when he get it, I'm taking this shit. I swear to God. I'm tired of waiting for this bitch ass nigga. I wait all the motherfucking time. Mm-hmm. Where you at, bud? Soon as you get him, I'm gonna fuck him up, I swear to God. Fuck this bitch ass nigga. I'm taking this shit. Soon as he rides up, you turn to a straight hoe. Here come my money. You want me waiting for you? They turn to a straight bitch when the weed man gets there. All that tough shit is gone. All right, man, I'm about to get ready to get up out. These niggas starting to scare me outside. Too many little niggas in 1 second. You get too many little niggas together, you get ready, you can start to thinking, huh? Because they be scared because they all from different gangs. You don't know what gang these niggas from. They got the shoestring gang, the 1-2-3 gang. You know? You don't know who, you don't know. Nigga, they got a gang called The World. Nigga can't even say yes, I'm from the world. I don't fuck with them niggas, man. Like, so I don't even say shit no more. I go in the store, I be quiet when they ask me where I'm from. Nigga asked me one day, said where I'm from. I got slick. I said I'm from my mama. He said, you don't fuck with them niggas, nigga. I said, well, who is you niggas? We the orphans, nigga. Orphans? must be cool with the bastards.
Ladies and gentlemen, with no further ado, make some motherfucking noise for my homeboy, my partner, if he don't get no motherfucking bigger, Rico the Great.
What's going on with you, bro?
Oh, man, some more of it.
Hey, you used to hearing
the sounds of these claps and shit, man. You know, you big time superstar, man, big time talent.
It's a blessing, man. It's a blessing, man. It's all a blessing. You know?
So
I'm just getting go ahead.
No, I was wondering, I got to make sure I talk about your health, man, because, you know, you always worry me. You worry me once a year.
Yeah, man, I always, I'm good right now, man. Everything's going good. My mom's is good. I'm good. Everything beautiful right now, bro. I'm very, very blessed, man.
Last time I saw you had the wheelchair, but you were still active. So you one of them Iron Man comedian motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You, regardless of whom or what, you gonna make it do what it do.
Yeah, I'm gonna make it move, man. I can't miss no money and I can't miss nobody laughing. You feel me? I don't want to disappoint nobody, so I can't let my follies be the reason I don't serve the medicine God got me serving. You know.
So this last time, what was it? You hurt your leg or something?
Fractured my Achilles.
What, you was trying to bring back your basketball game?
Man, I was trying to bring back my Julius Serving, Michael Jordan, Dominique Wilkins days, man. And I fucked around, boy, and I won 3 games and was leaving the court and my shit popped. So it wasn't during the game. It was after I'd already won 3 games. I'll never do it again, though. It'll never happen again. I was out 5
months.
I feel like where I'm
at with it in life, and you know, I go to 24-hour fitness on Bruceville, and I remember I could play 6, 7, 8 games, full court, shit like that. Body be sore, but I bounced back. Now I'm like, man, my one homie, he went out on the court and shit. He hadn't played in hella years. As soon as he go out there, he pop his Achilles. I start seeing this shit. I start getting nervous, man. I'm like, man, fuck this shit. I got shit to do.
Yeah, you don't want no parts of that shit. That was the worst shit I ever been through in my life. The mental strain of just not being able to move like that and having a cast on and not being able to walk and all that. Man, that shit was crazy, man. But, you know, God helped me through it, man. I had a lot of good people in my corner. You know, during the time I was down, you know, so it made it a little easier. But that's a hard thing to go through, man. Especially at our age. Worse than the brain aneurysm, because the brain aneurysm, I was out the hospital in about, let's say, a month. I was back moving in about another month. You feel me? It took me 5 months to get over this leg. 5 months, and I'm still going to rehab.
Wow.
You know? So, yeah, man. Anybody fractured that Achilles, man, give them some love. That's a cold motherfucking thing to hurt right there, man. I ain't going to lie to you, bro.
Shout out Anthony Davis. I just seen this nigga. He done got popped in the face, his nose bleeding and shit. You know, his name is Glass. Anthony Davis for the Lakers and shit. This nigga.
That's a Glass man, yeah.
This nigga nose is leaking and shit. Man, this shit crazy. You know, I had to make sure you came on the show because you know, you bring balance to the game. You know, from my vision point, when I'm looking at T.I. and Boosie, me and Shaq and Berto, we were just talking about that. Me and I don't know if you heard about Mike Epps. Man got caught at the airport with the pistol. You know, tell me. And then you got Chris Rock out here. You know, and you got Mars. It's like, it's so much happening in the world. I want to get your take. Yeah, he was just talking about how some cats in Chicago had ran up on one of his folks, and he was like, "When I come out there, please run up on me and shit like that." And then earlier today, going through the airport, the man, I guess you know how people say they forgot they had a pistol. I don't know how in the fuck you can forget you got a pistol in your bag.
Well, that comes from motherfuckers that really don't carry pistols. You know what I'm saying? You carry shit out of fear, but not out of the fact that that's really what you do. You know what I'm saying? Because any motherfucker that know what he do know damn well you don't carry no pistol, no airport. You know what I'm saying? That's just, how you going to forget you got a pistol? You know, that's from not carrying them, man. I ain't never forgot I had a gun on me ever in my life. You know what I'm talking about? So I don't know where that come from. I don't know where I
did it.
I'd have been
out. Deal with that, eh?
Yeah. I'd have been off hella drugs. I ain't never forgot no gun. I'd have been off hella drugs. I ain't never forgot my gun. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
And it was a different type of, it was a snub-nosed revolver. He wasn't playing no games.
He wasn't playing, trying to get rid of niggas.
Did you watch the Chris Rock special?
I watched Chris Rock special. It wasn't funny at all. You know, and I hate to judge as a comedian. But to tell the truth, Chris Rock wasn't funny, and it was like he was emotional. You know what I'm saying? All that ranting at the end was emotional. You should have did that shit in the beginning, not the ending, man. You ranted on about that man and woman after that man slapped you in your face. You can't come back from that, bro. You can't talk about that woman or that man no more. That was the only thing that was interesting was towards the end. Other than that, the shit he was talking about, I can't relate to it.
Whack as fuck.
A lot of these comics become rich, and then they become unrelatable. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't relate to what you're talking about, bro. They don't register with me. That shit was whack. That was not no good work.
Thank you. And see,
I'm a comedian
Before I even knew that Chris Rock had a special, I had you on this show. So I already knew how God worked. This is how when I picked the show. Because I already knew you was gonna come bring balance to the game. You feel me? You know, because to me they was like, did you see the nigga at the end when he dropped the mic? I'm like, nigga, what is you dropping the mic for? Like, you just did some outstanding ass shit.
He felt like he said something important, but I'm hearing from comedians that he stole some people's comedy. You know, like, what the people don't understand is the comedy game is like sharks, man. It's not like the rap game. The rap game, you can't go steal a nigga rap. You feel what I'm saying? Because you'll be bonnet. But what the comics do is, like, a lot of these major comics, they have guys that go into these rooms where the not-so-famous comics are, and it might be a dude that got a good subject matter and a great joke, but they'll take that joke, give it to the big comic. The big comic is going to say it, and who are they going to believe first? You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
They're going to believe the big comic had it before the little comic had it. So you got a lot of joke thieves out here. That's why I try to keep my jokes within my life. Because if you steal what I do, you're stealing my life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't get to talking about Lil Wayne and other, you know, T.I., Bootsy and them. Let them rich motherfuckers do what they do with their weird ass. You some weird motherfuckers running around here talking about who snitched and all that. You niggas supposed to be bigger than that, man. You motherfuckers got money. Y'all make it look like having money is fake as fuck. You feel what I'm saying? And that's how they make money look like. Money look like make you a fake nigga. That shit fake what y'all doing. Y'all ain't really like that,
like
bruh.
I feel like the niggas had money. They didn't have money for so long that the life just start getting boring to them and shit like that. You know, so no matter how long T.I. talk about the shit he did hella years ago with all them guns and shit, the shit is gonna keep them popping. I feel like they just gonna keep on.
Who brings?
You know, you got a whole he is with a whole album with a whole album with Boosie, and they can't. These two brothers can't work out their differences or have. You know, they done went to each other's house and shit and all that, and they couldn't pick up the phone and have a conversation in 2023. You know what I'm saying?
What two men? But see, it's all about notoriety, man. Everybody want to be noticed instead of recognized by who they are. They want to be noticed by who they are, man. And there's a difference, man. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers notice, oh, that's so-and-so. Like Charlton White, people give him all the praise, and I don't agree with nothing that dude says that's not positive. When he get to fuck your mama, fuck New York, fuck all, I don't condone none of that. You feel me? I don't condone a lot of this shit these people do. But, like I said, a lot of people do it for the fanfare, man. I just don't understand how grown men put all their business out on where everybody can get to it and then get mad when people get at them about it, when people say something about it.
Well, the next day, the next thing is this John Morant situation, and I feel like a lot of people you talk about it because we as black people, we don't like seeing our people fumble the bag. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
right.
it's already hard out here in these streets. And then when we see one of our own do dumb shit, we come in droves. Like, we come like the motherfuckers with the pitchforks and motherfucking flames coming to kill motherfucking Frankenstein on your ass. Like, you got to be out your motherfucking mind.
Hell
here you
yeah.
is. You damn near about to get $200 million, and you want to be thug life and shit like that and carry pistols in a strip club. The last thing you're supposed to be thinking
right.
about in a strip club is having a fucking pistol. You're supposed to be throwing money and shit, right? Except what you're supposed to, you know what I'm saying? What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, but motherfuckers, you want to... What I feel is like, motherfuckers want to live up to an image, man, instead of who they should be. You know what I'm saying? You want to write yourself in or something, man. If you know, you got $203 million, bro. Why would you ever in your life want to act hard? And you don't have to. You don't have to do none of the stuff you're doing, man. It's like, I don't know, man. It's like these brothers getting these positions to help a generation of family. And they try to act like people from the streets. Like, what for? I mean, what reason? What reason you want to be hard for? It's just like my uncle used to say a long time ago to me, no real man wants funk, man. No real man wants a problem. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, I can't understand why these young black dudes keep having problems in the streets that they don't need. They bring it upon themselves.
Bring it upon themselves. And you got a father. And
yeah.
I seen somebody did a clip like how Eminem on 8 Mile when he's talking about it. He had a real good dad. You know, like this one, you got two parents, they love you to death. That, you know, you didn't grow up in the hood, you know what I'm saying? You didn't get chased, all the shit that niggas went through. You know, when you was in Berkeley and I was in East Oakland and shit, like all the shit that niggas went through.
Yeah,
you ain't seen none of that shit.
You avoided that.
You know what I'm saying?
You came off with no drugs, no none of that, bro. You had a beautiful life, but see what it be is they want to let an image of a rapper. A lot of these people want to let an image of the music they listen to. They listen to this music and they want to live that image. See, and they don't understand that a lot of these rappers don't live like they say they live. You know what I'm saying? They're not even wanted where they from. You know what I'm saying? If you catch a motherfucker who can't go back to where they from, then you catch a motherfucker who ain't real. You know what I'm saying?
Real spillers.
I mean, it's just the truth. A lot of these niggas can't really go back, not because niggas is jealous. It's because niggas know who you are. You feel what I'm saying? And when you go around them, you can't put that image on. You got to be you if a motherfucker know you.
You can't.
Like,
it's hard for you to enjoy your fruits of your labor unless you stunting on another nigga is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If I got a Mercedes and I pull up, man, you got to put it in their face, man. You got to go. You got to pull up to the P. You know what I'm saying? You got to pull up to Oak Park, you know, McClatchy or something. You got to pull up. You got to stunt on niggas. You got to ride down Broadway. You got to go to Grand Avenue. You got to go to Valley High.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? You got to be over there by the donut shop on Mac and shit. You got to pull up. You feel me? Like I seen my homie Melly Mel when he won that money at the casino. And I'm driving down Mac Road. He laying across his motorcycle right there by the apartments. I'm like, Melly, what the fuck is you doing? You got to stunt.
You know what I'm saying?
And it only feels good if you stunt on your own.
Right. But it's how you stunt, though. You know what I'm saying? It ain't really stunting when you got it and you just showing the world, man. I'm just showing you what I got. I ain't trying to stunt on you. I'm just fortunate to have, man. You feel me? There's blessings. It's all in
you. Let me tell you something. When Rico the Great get his hair cut, please believe when he step out that chair, that nigga stunting on the hood.
I'm stunting on the hood. I want you to go get yours. Yeah, go get saucy. I love to be saucy. You know, from Berkeley, man.
I love being polo shit on. Hey, he put that polo shit on.
Man,
come on,
stuck, man.
Hey, that ain't the
I'm stunned like a
polo club. Hey, what's the shit you get at Burlington, the polo club?
No, that ain't that polo association. I ain't none of that.
Hey,
you crazy
hey,
as hell.
It's that real polo shit, you dig? Hey, what's up with JB's lounge? I seen the poster.
They closed JB's down. They closed it down, man, because three people got shot at JB's.
Oh.
And they sued the JB's, but they sued the landowner. So the landlord didn't want to renew shit. So he was tired of it. So he shut it all down.
Hold on. So the whole, I thought just the comedy night was shut down. So the whole facility is shut down?
Nah, the whole bar closed down. The whole bar shut down. Ain't no more JB's.
Damn.
Yeah, we've been doing comedy there for like 8 years, 6 years, man.
Man.
Ain't no more. We got to find a new home. We got to find a new
home. So you can do anything at such a class. You can kill people, all kind of shit.
Yeah. You can't. The JB's, the motherfuckers, they don't own the land. You feel me? What's the name of them on the land? They've been on the land for years. That's why it's not been able to been teared down and taken away from them. So when you own the land, you own the whole property. You feel me? If they didn't own the land, the touch would have been gone by now.
That shit would have been gone back in the
real talk, because it's people that live around there.
Right.
You feel me? It's all kind of ordinance. Ain't nothing survived on Stockton Boulevard, but Church's Chicken and
Hell
Touch.
No.
And Luigi's.
Warner's. Warner's
ain't
Bobby
there no
T's.
More.
Bobby T's.
Bobby T's ain't there no more. Ain't
Damn.
No more of that shit. Remember, it was closed all down Stockton. Only ones that survive is the Touch of Class, the Elks, and Church's Chicken.
The Church's Chicken is undefeated.
Undefeated, baby.
Undefeated.
Ain't nothing last on Stockton from that point of Stockton from, let's say, Broadway. The Fruitiest has been black. Even the store is gone now. It's a Mexican store now. They don't even have a store. Come on, man. You can't tell me about it, man. Come on, man. You got to – people talk about the Touch, but you got to understand the Touch has been up for 40 years. It's been in the same place. It's the only black-owned business on Stockton Boulevard, bro.
That's crazy.
It may have a history of what it is or whatever, but from the Whispers to Kevin Hart have been at the Touch.
I saw that. That was magical. That was amazing.
Yeah, it's a lot of history with that Touch of Class. It's just that it has a bad name because it's an old park, and then black people give it a fucked up name when they call it a Touch of Trash.
Touch of Trash.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they call it a Touch of Trash, and I mean it's just been so many different names. But you go to these other establishments, you got people getting killed at the London. Rest in peace to all
right.
the people that got killed downtown. You know what I'm saying? You
right.
got people getting killed at the park. You got people getting killed
right.
downtown at clubs. They never
Doku,
give them a bad
Doku,
name.
Doku's, they just had a shooting at Doku's a day ago. Doku.
Come on, man. Come on. So, but you got the Touch where as soon as it's an incident, it's blown out of proportion. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's what I don't like. That's what I don't like about the Touch, because the Touch every Sunday for the last 11 years we've been providing comedy.
Right.
For 11 years.
And fried chicken and fish.
Come on, man. And some of the best comedy you can get. I know it's the best comedy because I'm the last motherfucker to go up. And I know I'm good. So if you come to the show and don't laugh when I'm there, then something wrong with you. I'm going to make sure you laugh. I'm going to make sure I give a good show. If it's 10 people or 10,000 people, it don't matter. I'm going to be the same energy, same show. I'm going to give you my best. I don't give a fuck if it's 10 people or 10,000 people. Because
I think the last time I saw you was at Punchline, was up at Punchline.
Oh yeah, the last show. The last show I did at Punchline.
Yeah, with Shane. Yeah. Shane battled Woo Wop. You know what I'm saying?
Shane battled. Yeah.
I mean, shit. You're Regina. You know the whole. What was the name of y'all squad? What was the name of y'all squad?
The Gas Team. Gas Team. Me, Regina, and Andre Bailey. The Gas Team.
Andre Bailey, man, I miss my dog, man. I ain't seen my dude in a minute. He hit me.
Man, he was
hit
just
me,
out
like,
here this
weekend.
He was just out here this weekend doing. He did the test this weekend. He did a church show. You know, Andre's the leader of the church. If you guys ever need somebody to do anything clean in church, that is the man, Mr. Amen, my nigga Andre Bailey. I always give my father a shout out and they roses. It ain't always about me. And Regina Givens. Regina Givens, one of the funniest female comics around, man. She's funny as hell, man. You got to check her out.
I'm definitely getting her on. I'm definitely getting her on the show. Yeah, because she definitely
My nigga Lance Woods. My nigga Lance Woods. My nigga Tristan Johnson. It's some cold comics coming out of SAC. When you see them on the board, you need to go check them out. You know what I'm saying? They really, really some good comics, man. It ain't just me, man. I don't take that title as, are you the best? Nah, man. I'm one of the good ones. You feel me? Because there's a lot of comics. People ask me who my favorite comics are, and I tell them all the time, my favorite comics is the comics that don't nobody like. And they're like, why you say that? I said, because them motherfuckers come back every week. They don't give a fuck if you don't laugh, if you don't do nothing. You know how much heart that takes to come back somewhere where you know people ain't laughing? It's not about your ego. You're not trying to feed your ego on stage. You're just feeding your therapy. It's therapy. So I learned from that, bro. You know what I'm saying? I learned from these comics. I learned from the comics who are experienced, but I learned more about integrity and being humble from these guys.
Right.
Because I wouldn't be able to do that. I wouldn't be able to not be good at something and still come and take the abuse.
Right.
I couldn't do it. My ego wouldn't feed that. But I'm learning to release that, though.
And during the pandemic at the Guild, I think I talked about you. I talked about this before. Shit, this is one thing that got me through on my birthday when the shit was on lockdown. And I'm sitting up there with my fish dinner, with my bottle of Cristal, with my laptop, watching you get down, you know what I'm saying, with no audience, you feel me, streaming. And I was like, man, these some raw motherfuckers, because, you know, all y'all, everybody who participated in that, you know, in the live stream with no audience and just helping everybody get through and shit and getting cash apps, you know what I'm saying, just to survive and shit.
Right.
I mean, shit, that was some more outstanding shit. Shout out to Drew Burks, too.
That made a lot of comics stronger in their comedy, because to get up in front of a camera and not know who's laughing or what response you're getting from people, just telling your joke, it was like, man, it was crazy, man. It was crazy, but it helped develop a lot of technique in being able to tell a joke. You know what I'm saying? Without hearing the response. Just your movements, your everything you had to do to make people understand what you were talking about. You couldn't stand in one place because you weren't standing in front of nobody. You were standing in front of basically people's words. So you had to move.
Right.
You had to demonstrate what you was talking about. It was like listening to radio.
Right. That shit
like
was amazing.
Like if I was doing a show in front of a radio. Yeah, man. It was, and it fed a lot of people. A lot of people were depressed, man, and I got a lot of calls from people afterwards like, man, y'all don't know how y'all got me through the nights and the days with that comedy doing that. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's all a blessing.
I'm definitely one of them.
It's all a blessing, man. It's all a blessing, man. I'm just, like I got to tell anybody, man, to come from where I come from and to be where I'm at right now with this comedy thing, it's a blessing, bro. And I don't take it as no... I don't take it as me being better than nobody. I don't, you know, people yell out, are you the best comedian? Hey, man, them titles is all beautiful, but the best thing I can do is keep serving this medicine and trying to build me a foundation to be better than what I am, you know? That's it, bro. That's all I want to do. I don't want to do nothing else. I don't change. I'm not going to change. I'm not going to act different. I know people want think that, oh, you doing this, you're going to act different. Nah, man. I'm humbled by it, man. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
By the grace of God, I know where I could be, and I know where I used to be, but I know where I'm at now. And I know it's a humbling situation, man, when people come to you that you don't know and say you're funny. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
man, ain't you that comedian? And I'd be like, yeah. Man, I'm following you, and I don't know who's following me. I don't know who sees me out in the public and know who I am, but I always treat everybody the same. I never treat no one like, oh, I don't know you, so I'm going to treat you different. No, for you to have any interest in me is a blessing. You know what I'm
right.
saying? So, hell yeah, I'm going to speak. Hell yeah, I'm going to treat you like you my cousin before I treat you like you wasn't. You feel what I'm saying? I don't have a problem being the person that bows down to speak. I don't have
right.
an ego, man. At all.
Well, you never showed me, even when you was just a P. You always been the same cat. You know, Esau.
Always.
Esau used to be my barber before he went to Hollywood.
Right.
I think we talked about this before. Do you think that you got to bounce up out of sack in order to reach a certain stature?
I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna tell you this, and I tell people this all the time. God gonna put you where you need to be, because there's a lot of people that went to LA and they're still in the same position they've been in. Ain't got
right.
no better. Ain't no tours. You ain't doing nothing no different than nobody else. You just in LA. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So really and truly, it's when God busts you open, or when the right person opens the door for you. Because these doors
right.
got to be open for you. When they open, you got to step in them and be ready to step in them hard. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
like for instance, I always give credit to God for the movement, because I remember praying to God saying I wanted to do comedy in front of Paul Mooney. Paul Mooney being the dude who helped Richard Pryor write. I said, I want
right.
to do comedy in front of him, God. I prayed. I prayed on my knees, brother. And God gave me an opportunity to do a Paul Mooney review. And I did the show, and I didn't even know Paul Mooney was in the audience. He grabbed me afterwards, and he said, you're funny. You're real funny. And I kind of looked at him like, wow, this guy just told me I was funny. God, do you understand how big that is to me? I just got down in front of Paul Mooney. I cannot believe it. I got picked again to do a show in front of him. Said the same thing afterwards. I don't laugh too much at anybody, and not too many comedians make me laugh. But you had me rolling over here. So I'm tripping. I'm like, okay, God, now I want to do comedy in front of Bob Sumner. Bob Sumner being the guy who invented, who helped create Def Comedy Jam. This is the creator. So he's seen Bernie Mac. He's seen Chris Tucker. He's seen everybody. He's gave everybody their chance. From Martin Lawrence to Mike Epps to whoever. This guy is like the dude. You feel me? So I'm saying I want to do comedy in front of him, because I want him to hear me to make see if I'm sound like anybody, or if anybody's jokes are coming out of my mouth that I don't know, or do I remind him of anybody that he knows. But I never get the opportunity. I see other friends getting the opportunity to do comedy in front of him, but I never get my opportunity. I'm like, dang. So I pray to God, like, I don't want an opportunity to do comedy in front of him. I just want to know how funny I am. If he can tell me how funny I am, I'll feel complete about my funny. Because this man knows everybody. So I get
and
a call.
It's not like you only do comedy in SAC. Like, you do travel.
No. I've been to L.A. I've been to
right,
Seattle.
Yeah.
I do Oakland. I've done, you know, numerous different places. You know what I'm saying? So Kansas City. I mean, I've done places. But
right.
I'm saying, just my thought process is, I'm trying to get to a point to you. I'm thinking I got to leave here to be seen by Bob Sumner. So this is going on. I get a call from a guy, and he says, "Hey, Reed, I want you to come do a show in Antioch." I go, "Antioch? Antioch, a place in the Bible. Remember that. Just remember that. Antioch is a place in the Bible." And he says,
right.
The guy says, "I want you to do a show in Antioch, but it's a clean show. I've never done a clean show in my life." And he said, "We're paying you $300. And I'm going, "Wow, okay." The whole day, I'm telling myself, "I don't want to do this show." But my spirit won't allow me not to do it. My spirit keeps telling me, "Go, go, go." So I'm like, "Damn, I don't want to do no clean show and no Antioch, little-ass Antioch." And then he gives me an address, and it's a little hole-in-the-wall restaurant. It's a soul food restaurant. And I'm like, "Oh, you want me to do a church show? Oh, my God, I don't even want to drive." I get a call. It's Tristan Johnson. This is the answer I got, too. Now, listen to this. I know it's a long story, but listen. I get a call from Tristan out the blue. Tristan says, "Hey, you got a show in Antioch. You going?" I said, "I really don't want to drive. I'll come pick you up." So I'm like, "Fuck, this nigga picking me up." So he picks me up. We drive to Antioch. I'm smoking all this weed trying to get high before we go here. It's a hole-in-the-wall place. I get in the place. The dude said, "Hey, you're going up last. You're doing 30 minutes. I'm like, 30 minutes clean comedy? I've never done it in my life. I'm scared. I go up there. I kill it. I kill it for 30 minutes. Kill it. Next thing you know, man, a year go by. I get a call from a dude named Rick Sullivan. Rick Sullivan's a major comic, old school comic from back in the days. Cat Williams, he knew all them back when he was first starting comedy back in the old school End Zone days. And he gives me a call out of the blue. He goes, "Hey, Rico, man, I put your name in to do a show." And I said, "Where?" And he said, it's going to be out. I'll let you know the place where it's at, but Bob Sumner's going to be there." And I'm like, "Whoa, what?" He said, "Bob Sumner's going to be there." And I'm like, "Oh, my goodness, I get to do comedy. I'm nervous as hell now." "So I'll send you the address to the place the day before." I'm like, "All right." So he sends me the address. I look at the address, and I go, "What the fuck? I've seen this address before. Why is it the hole-in-the-wall place that I did the clean show at? Why is that the same place I ended up doing the show for Bob Sumner?"
Wow.
The hole in the wall place in Antioch that I did that clean show at, I ended up at that same place 2 years later doing a show in front of Bob Sumner, the Def Comedy Jam dude. That's how I ended up at the Apollo.
Wow. I meant to ask you about that. How was that?
That was amazing. But that's how I ended up at the Apollo, through God putting me where he wants me to be when he wants me to be there. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Walking by faith.
Walking by faith, man. And he put me in front of this man in this hole-in-the-wall place that I didn't want to do comedy at. In Antioch, a place in the Bible. Do you understand me? I prayed to do comedy in front of him. And when I was done doing comedy, a man walked up to me and said, "You remind me of the comedians from the 90s.
Whoa.
You are one of the best comedians I've seen in all the states I've been to." And to hear that from Bob Sumner fucked me up, that God even put me in that position, in that same hole in the wall, to fulfill a dream.
That's amazing. So I think the only thing next for you to do is your special. When is that? We need to get that.
I got it already done. My special already done. I wasn't there.
How do you do that?
Man, I did. I told you I was doing. I told everybody.
No,
I was at the Guild Theater.
What? When?
It was at the Guild Theater. I did the Guild Theater in early. What was that? November, October. One of the two. November. I think it was November.
That's cold.
You still owe me a meeting with the 40 Water.
Yeah, I still owe you. You're right. I knew you was gonna say that too. Damn, you got me on that one.
Yeah, you still owe me. You know, that's one of my favorite spitters, man. Come on, man. You know, we talk on the same wavelength, man. Hey, man. Cool.
Yeah, you're right. You got me on that one. So what's next? What's next? What's the in the grand scheme of things on your bucket list? And the thing that, you know, the one thing that you feel
I got some movies. I got a movie coming out that I need to take care of. I'm just trying to get more or less out of the states, man. Just different states, man, hitting everywhere, man. That's my move now.
Right.
I'm gonna go to LA State for about a week, go to Houston State for a week, go to Atlanta State for a week, you know, I'm just trying to hit these places and be able to, you know, move my elbows around some, man. You know, because it's like
I feel like the reason why I didn't I saw you in 40's video. Give me 6 feet and an ounce of space. But I didn't know that he wasn't there when you did your part.
Right, he wasn't there. He don't even know who I am.
Right. he know because you in his video, so he had to know. You know, Jason clearly had to let him know, but I didn't realize until later that you had did your part and he wasn't there when you did your part.
Action cut take, man. Come on now.
All right, so look, the homie Birdo, you know, he'll kill me if the homie Birdo is on the line, he gonna kill me if he don't get his questions in. He been texting me and shit talking about, I gotta talk to Rico. So here you go, Birdo. What you got for me?
Man, Rico, what's up, man? Appreciate you being on here with The Real Spill with us, man. Hey, Omizi over there.
What's going on, Birdo, baby?
He gets to communicating and being the communicator he is. You know, who knows when we get our turn. But anyways, always appreciative, man. Rico, man, so obviously heard a lot of great things, man. Wish you nothing but the best. So coming back from those health scares, did it change your perspective on comedy? Did it make you want to hit it harder, take a break?
Never taking a break, because I know what I'm doing is serving. I'm serving God's medicine, so I can't never take a break. I'm one of God's soldiers. So, I mean, anytime that I go through anything I go through and I'm healed up and back at work again, it's nothing but inspiration for other people. So I never look at it as a letdown. I look at it as a come up, especially when I survive it. Then I show how quick I can get back to going to work.
Amen to that for sure, man. So, you know, again, to do your shows in front of your comedian idols per se, right? And you being you like the comedian that no one else like, being your favorite big name comedian like a Bernie Mac when you spoke on mentioning him. Who was your favorite comedian from the big names?
Richard Pryor, Red Fox. Those were like my two favorite comedians growing up. I like the coolness of Red Fox, and I like the honesty of Richard Pryor, man. You know, I always liked Richard Pryor because we had similar lives. Only difference is his mother was a hoe, my daddy was a pimp. So I grew up in two different lives. I seen the beauty of a mother that went to work every day and stayed with the same man for 28 years. But I seen a father who pimped, and an auntie that was a hoe, and an uncle that was a pimp, and another uncle that sold dope. I mean, I live both lives, so my comedy comes from both sides, you know. I know what it is to be a square and come in the house when the lights come on, but I also know what it is to stay out and be gone 2-3 days, you know. So, yeah, I got both sides of the burner, man.
Man, absolutely. So I was looking, and you guys just had a show not too long ago on the 23rd of February. How'd that one end up going?
Oh, that was amazing, man. Amazing, you know. The shows be good, man. I mean, if you come to any of my shows or any show that I'm affiliated with, then you'll know that I give a good show every time. I'm not about to play around. I don't care how many people show up. Like I was telling Omizi, if it's 10 people or 10,000 people, I'm going to do my best to make people laugh, man, because that's what I love doing. Even through my tragedies, I love to see people smile and laugh.
Now, I think that's like goes back to your message of it being God's medicine, right, of laughing, you know, changes the perspective on things. And, you know, like you said, 10 people, 10,000 people goes back to the whole pandemic. And, you know, you being able to touch these people through a computer, through a microphone, through whatever it be, and still getting that laugh, that medicine. You know, Omizi said that's what got him through his birthday and whatnot. So, man, we appreciate that, and we all need God's medicine, especially this day and age. So man, best of luck to you, and stay blessed, man.
But one thing about it is when you serve God's medicine, you're serving humbly, man. A lot of people are not humble about what they're serving. They serve it with a cast to it, and it's not what it is, man. Because I like I say, man, to go through the things I've been through, brain aneurysms, hit by diesels, shot, I mean, drugs, the women. I survived so much shit that when it really comes down to it, man, it's like you got to be humble, man, and you can't fake humble, because if you fake it, eventually you're gonna have to show it for real. You know what I'm saying? When the
situation comes, the shit that pisses me off is motherfuckers who act like they too big to answer their phone. That shit is my pet peeve. I hate that shit. It's like, man, what are you?
Nah.
Like, I mean,
I get it.
I get it, bro. But man, come on, bro. Like, I try to answer my phone for all my.
I would never.
Whenever they.
I don't feel like it goes back to the old saying, man, treat the janitor just like you treat the CEO, man. Everybody got something to do with making this shit work. So everybody's treated the same, man. I don't give a fuck. I don't care who you are. I don't, you know, if you're considered pretty, considered ugly, I don't give a damn. You're pretty to me, you know. It's not, I don't have a problem with you. I'm not one of them dudes choosy about being, you know, some dudes choose about being a gentleman. I'll be a gentleman for her because she's pretty. Now, I'm a gentleman to everybody, man. You know what I'm saying?
Real
I mean, everybody, man and woman. You know what I'm saying? So,
real
I mean,
thing.
I don't have a choice of acting different with nobody. Everybody's the same. Nobody's on a different level. No friend is bigger than, oh, he's bigger than this person. And nah, man, I mean, certain people I hang out with and I love, and then there's certain people that I just know. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to treat you the same way I would treat somebody I love. Because I just want the respect back. I don't want nothing else. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's hard
when you
enough.
Because when you do act like that, when you do that, you block your blessings, bro. Because just like you said, if you wasn't cause and effect, if you wouldn't have went to Antioch, it wouldn't have led to the shit that helped, you know what I'm saying, that brought you to the one you was praying to meet and all that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? That's why
I believe in the power of yes.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
What? Oh, yeah, that's beautiful, man. I just like I say, man, when you go by faith and not that other bullshit, you win a lot, man. And my faith is always what makes me win, man. I win by that. I win by that because, like I said, I try to keep a humble spirit, man. Everything around me ain't happy. I got a lot of shit going on in my life that ain't 100%. I ain't living just no high on the hog type shit. I got problems just like anybody else. But my spirit is happy, and I'm not allowing nothing to take my spirit from me no more. You feel me? It took me years to get like that, you know, because that's all I got. I don't care about this outer shell. I've been cut open, torn apart, opened up, but my spirit ain't left. You feel what I'm saying? They can cut my arms off, cut my legs off. As long as I got this spirit, I'm going to be good. And my spirit is happy. And I won't allow nothing to take that away from me. No relationship, no woman, no man, no kid, no dog. I don't give a... If your dog bark too much, get that unhappy spirited dog the fuck away from me. How the fuck is you unhappy and you in the house, motherfucker?
Right.
Shit, you should be barking if you was outside. You got a good thing going. Enjoy it, you know?
Right.
That's how I am, man. Enjoy what you got going on, man. Stop worrying about other motherfuckers and what they doing. Worry about yourself. I am 50 years old. I know 20, 30 years from now I won't be here. I hope they don't be talking about who I fucked with then. You know, come on, man. That's just my grandfather wore the same clothes every day like a cartoon, and nobody ever talked about his outfit. I want to live like that, man. I want to be able to live like that. You know how peaceful that is?
Man, that's
I never heard nobody talk about my grandfather's outfit, and he wore the same clothes every day, like a cartoon. He had a worker shirt with his name across it. My grandfather laid sheetrock. And I said, none of his friends ever came over and said, look what Jay got on. Never.
This is a different area. We live in an Instagram era now. You damn near got to wear an outfit and burn it after that. These motherfuckers. What's your next show?
My next show is on the 9th of this month at the Fusion Lounge.
Right.
Big Cheese producing a show at the Fusion Lounge. This night, on the 9th, the Fusion Lounge is on Auburn Boulevard.
That might be the next spot,
right? It's a new club.
That's where all the black folks are going.
That's everybody going. All the black folks is going now. Fusion Lounge will be there on the 9th at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6. Show starts early. It's on a Thursday. It'll be at 7 o'clock. I'm the headliner of that show. There's a couple other great comedians on there. If you want to come check it out. And like every Sunday, like I said, we had to touch a class every Sunday. Every Sunday you can catch
not
me there
touch,
if I'm not
to
out of town.
Trash. Not to touch the trash, touch
but
a class.
But to touch a class, man.
Yeah.
Touch a class,
yeah.
Man.
You might,
owned by
you might leave smelling like black, you might black. Leave smelling like fish and chicken, but you're going to have a good time.
But you're going to have a good time. You're going to leave with your belly full, and you're going to leave with some good laughs. And you never know who would drop in to make you laugh. So, yeah,
that's
just
real
come
real.
On out there, man. Come check me out. And then look me up on YouTube. Look me up on Instagram, Rico the Great. Like I said, man, I have no problem telling my story because my testimony is God's glory. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have a problem telling my story, man. I don't have a problem telling what I did and what I've been through and how beautiful and how amazing the Most High has been to me. You know, so if he can be good to me, he can be good to you. Just get your spirit out and enjoy the little blessings. So when the big ones come, you don't even trip off of them. You just enjoy them. You know what I'm saying?
Amazing.
Come on, man. You got to enjoy these blessings. I ain't here to brag about them. I'm here to just show you how good God is. You know?
Amazing.
I'm a survivor of brain aneurysm, man. Brain aneurysm. I had a brain aneurysm to survive, you know,
yeah,
by the grace of God.
I was there when you got carted off.
I remember.
That shit fucked me up. I was like, holy shit. Well, I truly appreciate you coming on the show, man, because I knew, one thing I know about you, when we always get to come together, man, it's always a exchange of game, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, because you ain't no lame.
Always.
Yeah, a good exchange of
always, man.
And my cousin, before I let you go, my cousin T-Maz is on the line. He just wrote a whole book, you know what I'm saying. Maz, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
My cousin, what's
up,
you know,
let's hook up and write the Rico the Great story.
Come on, man, let's get it.
Let's do that.
Okay,
next
come on,
numbers, man. Hey, Omar.
I was just
Omar.
Sitting here listening to you for the last hour, man. I just like how you think, man, and everything you were saying was real inspirational, man. So I think it's pretty dope, man. I love your story.
I appreciate that, man. Hey, man, give him my number, man. Let's talk about writing this book, because I got a hell of a story, man. I got a hell of a story. I tell people this. I was on my way to the NBA. I got hit by a diesel at 21 years old, and the rest of the story ends up where it's at now, man. It's a lot of shit in between that happened. Oh no.
Yeah.
He used to be one of them dudes at the club when I used to come with my goons and ready to act a nut.
Yep.
And we never acted a nut with him and Jay. Them niggas.
Yep.
Niggas put us check. So as soon as we walked in the door, hey, y'all better not start tonight. Like, man, we ain't about to fuck with you niggas, man. I said, look at the hands on that nigga, bruh. That nigga grab one of us, he gonna grab the gangster out of a nigga, bro. Them niggas is too big, bro. We ain't fucking with them niggas. We used to be on our best behavior when them niggas was at the dope. I ain't gonna even lie. Nigga can't even front like all that tough shit. Nigga have pistol on everything. We see them two niggas at the dope, we turn around, take the pistols back to the car. Niggas change their attitude. Stop, don't even act tough, nigga. Just walk in. Don't say, these niggas gonna fuck you up. You don't go in there acting tough, nigga. Just go have a good time. Don't fight nobody. Don't do nothing. You're going to get us kicked out for life. Don't do nothing.
For life.
I used to have to tell niggas, niggas be high, and then you niggas kept shit straight, man. Y'all niggas made safe for a lot of people at a lot of different places, bro. And you didn't save my life before. You know what I'm saying? Well, I was out of bounds, and y'all didn't been in places to save my motherfucking life, so... I commend you and Jay, man. Y'all some good dudes, man. I always will love you and respect you, brother. For real, man.
Same here. That's going to be in the movie when we put that together. And I'm going to make sure I hook up with Maz and y'all go. We're going to get everybody. Nigga, you get a book. I get a book. Everybody go get a book. Like, Oprah, we're going to be handing them shit out.
Let's get it.
Yeah, I got this.
Before we leave here, we got to write this story, okay? All right, well,
yeah,
shit, I appreciate you. We're going to be right back at you, my brother. Thank you, brother.
God bless y'all, man. Bless.
God bless. Good to meet you, bro.
For sure. Maz.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, man, what's the title of the book, my brother? A Legendary Journey? A Legendary Run.
A Legendary Run. Yep, it's out there in Barnes & Noble's right now.
Man, that's
hard. Collection of experiences that kind of contributed to my journey, you know. A legendary run basically means just a marathon of experiences, you know.
What made you do it now and not a little bit later? I've been watching everything. I've seen the open, your doctorate and all the shit, and your wife and all the shit, and your kid. I've seen all that shit. Don't ever think that the nigga ain't see all that shit. I'm proud of you, nigga, 10 times 10 and shit like that. You know what I mean?
I
remember you. I remember you was like, you ain't gonna put me on, cuz, and I was like, put on what, nigga? This shit ain't going nowhere, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not. Like, you know, this rap shit is here.
Right? Right.
You know what I'm saying? It should, but that foundation that you put down, look, that part, that foundation you put down, nigga, that shit is way, I was there when your studio was in the shed behind the house. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So a nigga know.
Yep.
You feel me? So to go from that to where you are now, bro, come on, my guy. That's, man, that's some legendary shit. On everything. So I got this record. Can get the book right now. Legendary Run. It's out there. It's in the stores and shit. You got this record that you sent. It's locked and loaded. Talk about that. I'm going to put that on because DJ Mastix is on the line. He's my guest DJ. I got a nice mix for him. We in overtime, just for everybody to know. The show is normally an hour, but being that it's my shit and I can extend it, we doing 2 hours. So we got 26 minutes right now to do whatever the fuck we want to, and you better know it. So I'm going to play this record right now. It looks like it's 4 minutes and 30 seconds. Talk about that, and I'm going to play that. And then we're coming back with DJ Mastix with his mix, and we go do what we do how we do. You feel me?
Let's get it, man. My name is T-Mass, Dr. Terramass Harris. I'm a clinical psychologist, but also rap. I go by the name of T-Mass. Look, I got this new record. It's called A Legendary Run, a.k.a. Get It How You Live It, produced by the homeboy Nick Speed out of Detroit, Michigan. He put this together. He also got his orchestra, the Nick Speed Orchestra, on there singing for me. I just left New York this last weekend. We shot a video to it in Manhattan. So it's going to be coming pretty soon. Shout out to the homeboy Gino Rock for flying out there, filming it and all that stuff. So, yeah, be on the lookout. Check that thing out. Let me know what you think. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, all that.
Rocks,
the only T-Mass.
He said Gino Rocks and the mother and motherfucker Nick Speed. Talk about, man, I ain't heard them two names in a hell of a long. Well, we going
to
get off into
man,
it.
Man, I
have
to bring the boys
tuned,
out.
Mate. A Legendary Run. Stay tuned.
What's happening, y'all? This is E-40 Belafonte Bellagiano Bellwether, and you're listening to my partner, Big old Measy, you understand me? Yeah, man. Yeah, on the Real Spiel Show, man. Yeah, man.
Well, all right. Okay, okay, now 3, 2, 1. Well, all right. Okay, okay, now 1, 2, 3. Well, all right. Okay, okay, now.
Next thing, what up? Cause I live where it's dangerous. Young kids with the stainless, shooting at the young blood type like the game man. And got my grandmama crying about it, cause she know her little lying about it. Daddy trying to pull me about it, now that boy fucking trying to move me a mountain. And my young life watching me, and the greenbacks out get me, and these rappers don't make sense to me. The motherfucker man is who I'm meant to be. Yo, it's crazy how they made us. I asked Mari how his date was. He said, Daddy, what's racist mean? And what these motherfuckers gon' pay us? Spent my last tryna hit it major, but they ain't understand like I had a major. Six figures even talked about it. Why I'm on my 9-to-5 like I talked about it. And I just changed to more angels. And I just changed to more angles. It was storming misery in my city last year. I had to put on my rain.
Okay.
When I rhyme like this, can't shit stop us. Post up to the cell come. Team mass on point like a nail gun. Rest in peace to my mama's son. Put it on the rail, I am the one. Dog for the cooler till the curtains close. Them on seat notes, I'm on a search for those. My nephew wanna be a baller. My niece said she wanna be a lawyer. So what you niggas out there wanna be, huh? Focus on being loyal. A legendary run.
It's your boy, Render Heat Monster, and you're listening to The Real Spiel Show, hosted by Big O' Maisie. Get a bar.
That's some Grammy shit right there, boy. I can't wait to see that visual.
Oh, my God, cuz. You know what it means to hear you say that, cuz? And first of all, man, I just want to say thank you. This is the first radio show that ever played that record, so I just want to say thank you, bro. And just to hear that, man, that's the goal, bro. I can't even say no more, man, but thank you for that, man. We're going to push this thing hard. We shot it in Manhattan this last weekend. Gino flew out there. And, you know, Gino, he's tough on the visuals and shit. So he came through, put his magic on him. This nigga flew a drone through Manhattan. Then there's kind of case over that shit. We didn't get caught in nothing, but this boy flew a drone through Manhattan to shoot my video. Bruh, so we're going to keep it lit, though, man. Shit should be available over the next couple weeks. And, you know, first place I'm going to be is the Real Spill Show.
Make sure you tag me so I can watch that shit as soon as you drop it.
You know that. You know that.
All right, tell everybody how they can get the book and where they can, where they can reach you at as far as Instagram and all that.
Okay, Ben. The book is called A Legendary Run by Dr. Terramaz Harris, a.k.a. T-Maz. It's available at Barnes & Nobles. You can go to any Barnes & Nobles and type in A Legendary Run and add that thing to your cart. Also, on the music, the song is available on Apple Music right now and Spotify, all the little different music streaming platforms. You can just go ahead, cop that thing, support that thing, man. Leave a little comment. Let me know what you think. The video on the way to YouTube ASAP.
Oh, boy. All right, man. Make sure y'all follow my cousin, man, and make sure y'all, you know what I'm saying, get the book, get the single, stream that shit, all the shit, man, when that crack, man. I'm proud of you, bro, real life.
I appreciate you, man. Much love, always.
Yes, sir. All right, we got the homie Mass Sticks, man. Hey, we in the fourth quarter with 18 minutes left, man. It's your time to shine, baby boy. What's heading in?
All right, what's good with you, man?
What's up with my guy, man? It's dead.
Oh, man, you know, just sitting at the house, chilling, relaxing. You know, it's finally my weekend from work, so, you know, just trying to get into some music.
I should have told you to drop me off some of the patties. You right around the county, bro. Drop me off some around the county, you dig. Hey, look, man, I got the mix. We got it loaded, you understand me? I see you got the homie Kingdom on there, man. Shout out to Kingdom. I hope he's listening to shit, man. You understand me? The sensei, right? You know what I'm talking about, Kingdom.
Oh, yeah, I had to get him on there, man. That's my that's the first artist I've DJ for, you know. Me and him, you know, and I started martial arts. You know, he was telling me he's rap, so, you know, we just linked up from there. And, you know, we've been rocking like 6 years.
I want to make sure I give a shout out to the guild, the event that you do. When is that? Is that tomorrow?
That's tomorrow night. Yeah, we got amateur night tomorrow night.
Okay, you got time to speak on that. Speak on that real quick.
Oh, yeah. So we've been doing amateur night. It's a $200 prize. Usually about 7 artists compete. You know, the fans, you know, as many tickets you sell, your fans get to choose, you know, who the winner is. So you could be garbage and still win. Sell the tickets.
So if you bring hella people and they make hella noise, you'll say you still can win.
Yep.
Wow, that's some steak shit right there.
Yeah, but not all the artists that have been coming through, though. They've been some good artists. We've been doing it for about 3 months now. And so all the artists have been good, though. It's been some good shows. So, yeah, we've been getting in there, you know, starting at 7 o'clock tomorrow at the Guild. Yeah.
Dope. Well, shit, let me get off into it, man. Talk about tell everybody, first of all, you a real DJ. You DJ all kind of events all everywhere, not just Sac and shit like that. Yeah, you have a job, but at the end of the day, you are a motherfucking DJ. Your name is DJ Mad Sticks. Tell everybody your social media, how to get in contact with you if they want to book you for a show or something.
You can get at me, DJ Mad Sticks, on IG. Pretty much any platform, you can find me on DJ Mad Sticks. This mix we finna get into, first mix I've ever put on wax. So, you know, I've never recorded a mix. You know, I've been DJing for 6 years, and they never put together a mix. This is the first one.
Golly, look at that.
Yeah.
This is what we do. Hey, see,
so shout out,
you know,
to my boy, DJ L Boogie. You know, he went into the studio. Yeah, you know, went into the studio with him, and, you know, we put down three mixes on Sunday, and you know, so you know, had a ball doing it. So yep, this is the first one. So y'all hearing it right here.
It makes no sense to have an outlet like the Real Spill Show and not be able to put your folks in position, you know, to whatever degree at the end of the day, man. So we rocked a whole all last year, shit like that, man, state to state, you know what I'm saying, city to city. And, you know what I'm saying, it's a privilege to have you do this mix, you know what I'm saying, and we're going to have you on next week, you know what I'm saying, to do another ill-ass mix, you know what I'm saying? So it's the Real Spill Show. Yep. It's my homie DJ Mad Sticks on the motherfucking ones and twos, man. Yeah. Stay tuned.
Yes, sir.
DJ Mad Sticks.
I won't confess what I said in the past. No, I won't. No regrets, no returns. I'm just calling it growth. Many days in the mud, many days in the smoke. Now my money up, all the way up. I ain't never going broke. Like let's go talk crazy. I'm thinking about the next show. Metal chains like crypto on my bag. Yeah, I'm all about a check though. I can never be checked though. On my grind, all gas no brakes. What the f- I need a rest for? Let's go 50 piece for a phone call and at least 100 for a feature. That black all on that MX and that platinum all on that Visa. Them dollar signs, them euros, that Bitcoin and that yen. I'm an international boss getting paper off my pen. Anywhere where that money that I come. Since I was born in it, this house is all that I know. Too easy and trivial, I stack it up with my bro. Returns, I'm just calling it growth. Many days in the mud, many days in the smoke. Now my money up, all the way up. I ain't never going broke. When I forbid it, she grinning. I'ma get her, bring a liquor by the leader. If she throw it in the bedroom like she dancing, I might keep her. Take some swooshes off her sneakers, send her Gucci different features. If she start to acting different, then her Gucci's like to leave some. I will throw one
like the rest of all in order. Then the rose is sunny in that holy ghost. West Coast and motherfuckers. Pull up, talking street fame. Pull up, talking street fame. Pull up, all my niggas come to get it done, dear. Once you pull up on the trigger, yeah. Pull up, talk street fame. Pull up, I'm talking street fame. Pull up, all my niggas come to get it done, dear. Once you run up on the trigger, yeah. I perfect sentence and all this paragraph, yeah. I spit scripture, put your life in the past, yeah. Your blood was garbage like I'm picking the trash, yeah. My flow's a shit like I'm wiping my ass, whoa. Told them he's above me easy. I just spit the truth so the people just believe me. Up like Donald Trump, fake news on the TV. All lies on the kingdom, better holler when you see me. Pull up, yo, this way too fresh. 5:55 alarm, ringing on the dresser. Stretches for my breakfast, Holy Spirit on my necklace. Homie, I just wrecked the Lexus, got the wifey talking reckless. I'ma slow it down, like reflecting, I'm perplexing. Projecting in the clouds, I pull up on you ninjas. Don't be scared now, it's only one kingdom, one king and one crown. Pull up, I'm talking street fame. Pull up, I'm talking street fame. Pull up, my niggas come to get it. My niggas come to get it on the street. Pull up on the street, daydreaming before I'm even waking up. I'm waking
dream of love. I dream of go-getting, I'm a goal setter. Watching goals wither in the cold weather. Disappointed on my proudest days. Disillusioned in a thousand ways. I need a hug, I need a rap city. Cause I got a bad rap in my native Sac City. And it sucks, I'll tell you it sucks. I feel this creeping deep into my heart, and I don't want it all to fall apart. Move slow, life's moving slow. When traffic melts and blasts into the pavement, only time I'm cordial with my patience. Slow, life's moving slow. Alright, hands up if you're straight up not having a good time.
But you ain't on my level. Get on my level. You've done a lot of good things. But you ain't on my level. Get on my level. Get on my level.
You ain't done what I've done. Seen what I've seen. Hella times around the block, the most incredible things. Couple decades in the game, big O, he be where it's at. Went from silent to vocal, started out in the back. But then he blossomed like a bud, sprouted and grew all this pot. Spread my wings like a sparrow, you think it's close but it's not. Let's keep it gully, buddy, I ain't talking fortune and fame. But you can bet your bottom dollar they'll remember my name. I see you moving, that's good, out there pursuing your dreams. So many levels in the same, make sure you got the right team. With every chapter that's written, listen and learn from a G. Some of the best that ever did it, been through it just like me.
You've done a lot of good things, but you ain't on my level. Get on my level. You've done a lot of good things, but you ain't on my level. Get on my level. Get on my level.
Are you solid, not salad? Do you stand on your word? When you speak, are you prolific? Far from being absurd. You can peep my resume, see if I check all the boxes. I don't be where I'm not welcome, hang around with the toxic. Fake, phony, baloney, tell me I'm wrong, where's the lie? You can't tell me no dreams, feed me no pie in the sky. I'm who the people can trust, and I will say I'm the best. I walk around like Superman, I got no S on my chest. But I'm gonna stay being vocal, the focal point where I'm needed. Humble and hungry, achieving that unpolite and conceited. Yeah, I come with some drippy, sticky, and blow with the best. But don't compare me with no lame or lump me in with the rest.
You've done a lot of good things, but you ain't on my level. Get on my level. You've done a lot of good things, but you ain't on my level. Get on my level. Get on my level.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
You did your thing, my guy.
Oh yeah, man. Appreciate it.
I couldn't think of a better way to end the show than like that. Berto, Berto, what you thought about that mix right there?
Man, honestly, the mix was just cold to begin with, but the way he was just went into that ain't on my level was just so sick.
Oh, you like
it,
that?
You know, so.
Oh,
man.
You like that?
Yes, I
didn't tell him to play my shit. He had carte blanche to play whatever the fuck he wanted to play, as long as it wasn't disrespecting nobody or shooting or killing nobody. You know what I'm saying? That's
my big
only thing.
Whether you did or you didn't, man, hey, it still sounded right, so we good.
Okay, yeah. Say that to
me. Man, I'll tell you the story behind this mix. So this mix, all the artists that's on there is from the artists that that was on these shows last year. So I told him at the end of these shows, regardless of what the promoter was going through, you know, I still rock with the artist at the end of the day. So I told him I wanted to put out a mix with him. Yeah. So these are all artists from these next couple weeks. You know, these are all artists from the tour that I put together a mix with. So.
Okay. So then, if that's the case, then what's the ones the folk the homie out there in Lindsay,
Uzziah,
short Mexican. Yeah. Is he?
Yeah,
make sure
he's on the mix. He already on the mix next week.
Okay, make sure.
Yep.
Yeah, make sure. And,
yeah.
And Nate Dogg.
Nate Dogg.
I fuck with little Nate.
Fuck with Nate Dogg. Man, all the reason I couldn't really get with Nate Dogg because it was in the name.
I know, right? Ain't that crazy? I was just telling, man, just change your name, bro. It's only one Nate, though, bro.
Yeah.
You can't just be.
Yeah, yeah.
How you gonna be,
yeah,
I don't care how you spell it. Change the spelling and all that shit. It's still Nate, dog, my guy.
Yeah, I can't get past that. Yeah, so.
I can't get past it. Hey, that's real, but that's, you know. But, you know, that one song, it was a couple songs that he performed that I fucked with real tough, man. So,
yeah,
we can find some. If we can find some, if not, if you know, however, whatever. But, you know, at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Bump that shit, man. Well, man, another successful show, guys. I want to end it on one song that my wife told me that she liked with me that I'm on, and it's about me and my dude that's new out right now, Big Grip, called shit, HHYTT. Let me see if I can find it in the motherfucking playlist. Let me see. Anything we didn't touch on, Birdo? Because I know you're going to be like, man, we forgot this.
Yeah, man, it's all good, man. You know, we'll just save it for the next one. You know, we got the Kings that won yesterday, Light the Beam once again. You know, hopefully time after that song you got with Big Grip, we end it with the prayer. If not, you know, we'll start with the prayer. Either way, it's
good.
No,
we do the prayer right now. Do the prayer right now. Nope, do the prayer right now.
Okay, well, Heavenly Father, we lift all those who face various illnesses. Give them the hope and courage they need today and every day. Comfort their pain, calm their fears, and surround them with your peace. Amen, Lord God.
Amen. We hear every Tuesday
Amen.
At the same time. It's the same calling number, man. If the guest is going to be, you know what I'm saying, even bigger and better all the time, man. Y'all stay locked in with us. It's the Real Spill Show. I'm Big O Meezy. That's Bertha. We got OG motherfucking GB in here. We got the motherfucking DJ Mastix on the ones and twos, and we riding out Big Grip featuring Big O Meezy. Shit, it's the Real Spill Show. See y'all next week. Much love.
Yeah. You know there's going to be some things in your life that change your whole demonstration. But whatever you do, 100 with yourself and with your team, you be one.
How they put my sweaty tears in the shit. Be damn if I shed tears for a bitch. I'm on my own, just me and my skin. Money on my mind, got no time for your shit. Gotta stay on, it's time to hit a lid. Can't get tricked off the street on the bridge. And do your own shit. Back against the wall, but I'm dealing with the shit.
I ride alone on my hustle. And keep some extra muscle. In case niggas wanna touch. I'ma bust for to get a chance to blast first. I'ma cut throat. Guess you ain't learned from the last verse. Lyrical assassins, I always put in work. Niggas always asking how I get it out the dirt. I do this with a passion, and I know my work. The streets was a passage, I turned it to my purpose. Too many of my niggas carried in a hearse. And if I had the power, then time would be reversed. Cause we'd be back on the block with this time, make the money work. But that is just a dream, and to me, that's what hurts. So I'ma pour some liquor out, fuck my niggas in the earth. This some shit we all deal with since the day of birth. Names tatted on the flesh, faces sprayed on my shirt. How they put my sweaty tears in this shit. Be damn if I shed tears for a bitch. I'm on my own, just me and my skin. Money on my mind, got no time for your shit. Gotta stay on, it's time to hit a lid. Can't get tricked off the street on the bricks. Be your man and do your own shit. Back against the
Big
wall,
old man.
But I'm dealing with the
Sick
shit.
With it,
pain and anguish, man, it's off the chain. I'm going through some things that I could barely explain. But on the surface, it's all roses and sunny days. I'm feeling every emotion, about to go insane. 5150 is litty, shitty, and sorrow this way. And all they say is it's gonna be alright and you'll be okay. Fuck what they talking about, I wanna scream and shout. Like, do you understand the words that's coming out my mouth? It can make you get heartless, even damper your soul. So much negativity is really taking a toll. Gotta pick myself off the ground, refocus, gather my strength. G-O-D is in charge, struggle can teach you some shit. Obstacles and hurdles, what a bumpy road. Stay focused on the task and watch the blessing unfold. Me and Big Grip gon' keep it going for a better way. Get up and go get it each and every day. How to put my sweaty tears in this shit. Be damn if I shed tears for a bitch. I'm on my own, just me and my stick. Money on my mind, got no time for your shit. Gotta stay on, it's grinding here to live. Can't get tricked off the street or on the bricks. Be your man and do your own shit. Back against the wall, but I'm dealing with the shit. How to put my sweaty tears in this shit. Be damn if I shed tears for a bitch. I'm on my own, just me and my stick. Money on my mind, got no time for your shit. Gotta stay on, it's grinding here to live. Can't get tricked off the street or on the bricks. Be your man and do your own shit.
Stuff humbles you sometimes. Shit do too. Whatever you do, keep it 100. Keep it true. You know.